listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Loud. Everybody tweet, tweet, tweet.
We're tweeting away.
I can't multi-tweet.
No?
I'm too slow with that.
I just gotta get better at that.
All right.
Okay.
Yay.
Doing is for doing, and we're here doing.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Hey, guys, if you're tuning in right now, this is the AfterBuzz recap show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey, your favorite wives from the Garden State. We have a full panel tonight. I know that makes everyone excited, so you have lots of different opinions going around. And we also have someone special kind of behind the scenes. She's recording us, and she's going behind the scenes of AfterBuzz, and her name is Francesca Ramirez, and she has a very cool blog. It's called Love Fashion Couture, and we want to thank her for being here with us today. You can't see her, but she's here.
She's here.
All right, so let's just go around the room. Let's everybody introduce ourselves so we can get rolling on this recap. So I'll start across the table.
What's up, guys? I am Lauren Leonelli. Happy to be here. Excited to talk about the hair tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Jersey hair.
And for all of you guys, if you're just listening, Lauren has on this really great lipstick color.
I do.
I love it. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Okay.
Well, I don't have any makeup on, but I'm here.
Yay. All natural.
Yeah. My name is Grant. Hello, everyone. Happy to be here, too.
Hey, guys. I'm your host, Erica Garcia Rojas.
Where can they find you, Erica?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at IamEGR. Tweet me.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn, and you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Me, Deanna V. All right, so let's dig in, you guys. First up, you know, we knew this episode was going to be all about cheating,
mm-hmm.
or the accusations of cheating.
That's right.
So we see, you know, in the very beginning, it looks like Teresa and Melissa, like, you know, they're spending some family time together. They're hanging out together. And from what it seems, it looks like all the beef is gone. Well, we find out a little later it's mm-hmm. not. But what do you guys think? Well, first of all, Melissa shares her book cover, you know,
yeah.
that hasn't come out yet with Teresa. And already we're getting started with like an underhanded, you know, kind of opinion that mm-hmm. Teresa has. What do you think about that? Do you think Teresa still like harbors a lot of hatred or whatever, yeah. discontent towards Melissa?
For sure. I think they both do. And that conversation that they were having there about the book cover, and then, of course, you have their conversation in front of each other, and then you have their separate individual confessionals about what they really think.
Exactly.
And that might even be a little bit, like, sugar-coated.
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely, I mean, Teresa's like, where's my brother? Why isn't he on the cover? And then Melissa's like, you know, then she confronts her and says, so am I a cheater? And Teresa's like, not very convincing.
Going back to the cover, though, I wonder how long it takes Teresa to find a problem with something
with
Melissa did.
Something
like I want, because like this is probably something she thought about, had enough time. We don't know how the running time between with the cuts and edits. But I wonder how long it takes her. Like how long she thinks about it. If it
not
comes
long.
To her in the middle of the night, or she can just look at it and find something
it.
To call it out.
I
just don't know what it is.
I think with Teresa, it's like she can't ever, like, fully be really happy for almost, like, anyone.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know if it's just Melissa.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's jealousy? I think it's jealousy.
I think it's always, I don't know if it's jealousy so much. Maybe it stems from a root jealousy of just...
Younger, prettier.
Well, maybe, or just... the fact that Teresa always has to be the best and the center of attention.
Right. I think you have a point to
and
that.
And so, like, anytime anyone deflects
from that,
it's like she's trying to find a way to bring it down a little bit. And
I agree with that.
I don't know if it's necessarily jealousy. I also think that no one can be good enough for her brother.
See, this is what I want to say. I need to interject for a second. I get this weird, like, I like my brother, but, like, I'm not, like, obsessed with my brother. Like, she...
Well, because you're normal.
don't you think it's a little weird how obsessive she wants to be, like, the number one woman in his life? It's, like, almost like... A little Oedipus-y. Oedipus-esque is maybe a better way.
I just think it comes across that way because it's all her content is about her relationship with her brother. I mean, there's not much else there. Yeah. Little things like a lot of hair care, but like, I mean, like her main storyline for these last few seasons have just been about her relationship with her brother and her sister-in-law. So that's all we see.
And I think part of it is that I think she, of course, she loves her brother and, you know, like having, a little too much maybe. But I mean, you know, I have siblings that have brothers, I have sisters, but you care about your siblings so much that you want whoever they end up with to be like just the best.
Right.
And I think from the get-go, she didn't like Melissa for certain reasons. And I think maybe if it was a different woman, I think it might be Melissa specifically that she might have a problem with. And over time, she's had to grow to love her and care about her or tolerate her because she is married to her brother. They have kids together. But I think from the get-go, probably she wouldn't have been her first choice for her brother.
So do you think that it's, and I agree with that, but do you think that it's a Teresa having an issue with Melissa or their valid issues behind who Melissa is as a person that makes Teresa freaked out?
I think it's both.
Yeah, I think
a combination of both. Yeah, I think over the years there have been things about Melissa's character that have come up, you know, whether they're true or not or rumors, but I think it's those things that have popped up that, you know, also has caused the strife, you know, how she feels.
Probably.
And when you do read and you read, there's so much information online and what's true, what's not true, but it does seem to all point to the same thing that Melissa was definitely a little bit more of a partier. I mean, I guess, you know, Joey was too, but probably I can imagine that, you know, he brought her around and there, maybe the whole family, not just Teresa, was like her, you know?
Well, also, I remember mentioning, they may have brought it up in this season, but definitely in the past seasons, that, like, for example, Teresa was like, oh, look at her and her fake boobs. My family's not going to like that. And then what does Teresa do? Go out and get fake boobs.
She goes and gets a boob job.
I'm not judging people who do that. I'm just saying there may have been things at first that she was very judgmental on. But then once you really realize it, she's not that much different than they're both trying to do the same thing, be the sexy housewife and start businesses.
Italian women are very, very competitive. And I grew up in a very Italian area in Rhode Island.
True.
And I mean, it was really like was mentioned last week, it's a lot of tit for tat stuff. And it's a lot of just like, you know, whatever you can do, I can do bigger and better. Like, I had a neighbor that had, like, she bought on all these big fake rocks. And then her other neighbor had to landscape with the same landscaper and, like, get all these big rocks in. But they no one ever called each other out about it, though. Yeah. But it was just like, oh, my rocks are bigger, thanks.
Well, you know? I mean, and that mentality is what might actually put her in jail. Because whole thing that absolutely. She, you know, everything they're getting in trouble for is the fact that they got loans and all this money way beyond their means.
Exactly. Well, that's how I view Teresa.
Because
of
something competitive.
Competitive.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Right. Yeah.
You know, living in the best neighborhood. Having the biggest house.
And that comes with the Italian culture. Mm-hmm. It just does. It comes good and bad things and being over tan and that. You know? And some of these women really look orange. I'm sorry. I just had to call it out.
And I can only imagine just being on television, you know, being on the show for the past 5 seasons only amplifies that.
But
let's move on. So it looks like Jacqueline is back from her tummy tuck surgery in Los Angeles. And everyone was praising her about, you know, wow, you just got back from surgery. You're a bionic woman. I didn't really get that.
I just want to interject and say I didn't notice a difference in anything. I know that this area was covered, but I didn't see a difference. Nothing looked different. Obviously, you can't see her stomach, but nothing here looked different. I did think, though, it was nice to see because we're sort of watching Jacqueline get a little superficial here, and it's hard to relate, but it's nice to see her with her son and him kind of like telling him that he loves her and like excited to see her. That's a nice thing that they're showing, I think. But I want to see some results, people. Take off the cloak. Yes. I want to see it.
Well, what was the point of the scene?
Well, she was all covered up. She didn't have her face done. She had her neck done.
Connect-a-chin.
Connect-a-chin. And the tummy tuck. Exactly. So hopefully, I'm sure we'll get to see that.
If they go to Arizona.
I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm not that excited to see it. It's good for her.
Wow. See here. Moving on to the cannoli queen, Miss Kathy. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I think we're starting to see a true buildup of her frustrations with Rich.
Is it true, though? Because I wrote down here, mm-hmm. why do I feel like they are trying to milk this problem between Kathy and Rich?
She doesn't really have much to do.
You guys, so it's funny because it reminds me of the other, I don't know if you guys watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but they have the exact same thing with the woman, Heather, and Heather DeBro and her husband.
Yeah.
Very similar. It was like this
the
weird...
Orange County.
Yeah, Real Housewives of Orange County. It was like this weird fight that just seemed fake.
I didn't understand why she was so up about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different show, but I thought that was, a weird fight. And it seems like the same thing here that they're trying to make Kathy relevant. Yeah. And so they're like, Rich sometimes has this
issue.
Doesn't it bother you? Like, let's, like, play that up.
I think, I agree. Yeah, I can see a frustration there for sure. He's definitely, like, he sees her as a housewife. She's trying to branch out, and she can get frustrated. Sure, I just think they're making it a bigger deal. But they're trying to make you feel like they're going to get divorced. Those two are not. Yeah. You see them, like,
that actually came up in the tabloids.
Yeah,
quite a bit,
and then you
really?
See the...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was,
God,
yeah. You see the scenes for next season, for next week, and they're crying and making it look like they're having this horrible therapy moment. I mean, I just feel like it's really being...
It's being milked.
You know what I mean?
Someone needs to meet a quota of scenes.
Well, you know, it would make sense because when you think about their storyline in terms of everybody else in the show, her and Teresa are cousins and they've had their issues, but I don't know. We don't really... If more than anything, you see Rosie more, you see the interaction with Rosie, and we like that. But with them, it's a little boring.
Kathy would make a great friend of the housewives or someone that's on, like, every other episode. She'll meet them up for drinks. I just don't know if we need to have a friend center. That's the only thing. I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
Interesting. All right, well, I'm sure we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Next up, we got a little boys' night out. Now, this is what I find so funny. So, Chris, Joe, and Rich, they have a boys' night out, but now they're planning the big, we all know every season there's a trip, and so now it's going to revolve around Melissa's birthday.
Right.
Like, what do you think about the guys planning all this stuff?
Well, it's the producer.
You have very strong opinions.
Well, I have strong opinions about Melissa's reaction. That when basically, like, flash forward a little bit farther on, and Melissa just had an expression of, like, absolutely not. Like,
on the thought of inviting Joe.
No,
and
just
Teresa.
Like one of each couple that Joe brought up, her face was like. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She no. And then, I mean, it was just really like, let's be real.
Why is she that surprised? Or that they're all the castmates of the show?
Exactly. Like, that's but let's be real. This is not for her birthday.
Yeah.
And if it was for her birthday, they would want a couple's trip to, Arizona, anywhere. I mean,
Well, and also, the boys wouldn't be planning it out at a bar. What husband sit around and go, let's go get a drink, sit back on some whiskey, and plan my wife's birthday?
Spa day.
I mean, who does that?
Meditating, spiritual.
Well, they have to, like, make an excuse. Like, they always have these trips on every single housewife.
They
have a trip. Like, and, like, they're starting to make it, like, a reason. Like, for the housewives of Orange County, it was one of the girls, Bachelorette, and it's like, they're trying to do it, like, oh, it's Melissa's birthday, it's almost like, come on.
They're
playing us for stupid.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we know this is the scheduled trip. Just say what it is.
Exactly.
We are all under this feeling of the fact that this season in particular is feeling really overproduced. So if you guys at home feel the same way, like, tweet us, let us know on iTunes. Like, if you guys are feeling the same way, because we like this show. We're not bagging it. It's still really interesting, but it's starting to feel like we're watching moments where would a bunch of dudes sit around and plan their wife's birthday party? Like, to me, that just feels dumb. Why don't they just...
It's getting overly produced.
I feel that way. Let us know if you guys do, because I kind of feel like that's what's happening.
I mean, everyone that's watched this season's probably maybe watched another episode of another season mm-hmm. of a different series. And this is kind of a formula to these, and mm-hmm. they've been on long enough. This is the fifth season.
We get it. We get that
we
it's like
what's coming up.
We know that it's like partially staged. You don't have to like really make us feel like it's not. Like just let we know we're suspending our disbelief to a certain extent. But when you start making it seem fake, yeah. fake, it's.
All they have to say is, we're finally getting along. Let's go away together.
Exactly.
Done.
Yeah.
And, up top.
And I have to say, just overall, like, this episode, like, the whole episode, which is boring. Like, this episode as a whole
you said
boring.
It.
yep. It just, nothing happened. Like, well, even at the end when they had the whole thing, I mean, they gave us all of
that was the best part. That was the best part.
They always do that.
And I have to say this, just to say it, this episode was a big doozer.
Like, well, Melania coming down the staircase is the highlight of the episode.
And boobs. That was the most exciting part of the episode.
Melania and the stuffed shirt.
Yeah.
Was the
last
best part.
Week it was Gia and the makeup. This week it's Melania.
I'm telling you, those kids are out of control.
They are. All right. Yes, I do agree with Eric 100%. This episode was somewhat of a sleeper.
It
you
was.
Know, the juice that we wanted, it always hits you at the end.
Of course, they keep
the last
you watching.
5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I do have an exciting question to ask all of you.
Okay.
Has anyone here at the table ever texted while having sex?
Dude.
No.
How is that possible?
Okay.
I mean, it could be done, technically, I'm sure.
Of course it could be
but
done.
But what's he doing?
Don't
is he
stop.
Obviously was aware
don't
of it.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I guarantee, though, she wasn't texting. I guarantee she was tweeting.
Well, whatever.
Tweeting something out, like, completely irrelevant to, like, what was happening to her at the moment.
God.
Like, oh, my God, I can't believe what happened, like, to Teresa's this and that and that. Well, you know, while she's having sex. It's the weirdest thing.
Kind of surprised and then not surprised at the same time, but that is astonishing to me.
Ugh.
I was just saying to while we're watching it, I get if sometimes you're not really into it and you're like, okay, but to be that blatant, like, hold on, honey.
Well, those two have a lot of
I
sex.
Think they like it, though. Well, I think it's kind of like, I think they like it. Obviously, he wouldn't say it if he didn't think it was kind of, like, cheeky and weird. Like, oh, yeah, she does everything. She even, like, she was texting you, actually.
Yeah, but why would he even say that? What man is going to admit
because
that his guy friends that his wife is texting while
because
not
I think they like it. I think they like sharing it.
I mean, they spend a lot of time horizontal. You've got to get a few things done every once in a while.
You're so funny,
really.
That is true.
It's true.
Talk about multitasking.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm all for taking advantage of some good time. You know,
I
get things done.
I have trouble tweeting right before the show's coming on because I'm like, I got to concentrate. Imagine having sex and try. I would be very bad at that.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I wonder if that's in her book.
But to answer your question, I have never texted or tweeted while having sex. I'm having sex while I'm having sex. I just... throwing that one out there.
Old-fashioned.
I'm old-fashioned.
All right, let's switch gears and talk about our favorite exciting family, the Manzos. Which, you know, I really, really loved the Manzos, especially the first couple seasons. Mm-hmm. I think they had a lot to contribute to the show. Their opinions were strong, especially when it came to Caroline and just all the beef. But now it's just really getting
old. Stale?
It's beyond stale.
If they had to resort to a storyline with Lauren, it's like,
Lauren's still not happy.
Lauren
after all this time.
Yeah, poor Vito is, you know, he's pouring his heart out to her. Do you want to move in?
I have some thoughts about this whole thing. So, first of all, I don't get why she's so uninterested in moving forward with this guy.
Right.
Because they've been together for quite a while, and he's very interested in her. He wants to be with her. He wants to marry her. And, like, she blatantly says to him, like, you know, I'm just not feeling it.
Mm-hmm. And you're a second priority to my business.
If I were him, honestly, if I was his sister,
peace.
I would be like, girl, dump that girl.
Good
like,
thing Teresa's not his sister because they'd be in trouble. I feel like she psychologically brings up a good point. She met him when she was really young and had nothing going for herself. That's the problem with getting into a relationship when, like, you're looking to that person to make you feel better. And she somehow in this journey felt better on her own where she lost the weight. Now she has her own business. And so now it's almost like she doesn't need him anymore. But she, in my opinion, went into the relationship for the wrong reasons. Like looking, you gotta go, it's best to find somebody, you know, one that cliched saying like, love yourself first. Like you have to be doing you, being, you know, feeling good about yourself and then welcoming someone into your life to share that with, not looking to somebody to make that
to validate.
And now she,
and that's
now
what
she,
happened with
exactly.
And well, and that just goes to show too that she's not really in love with the guy, because
that's what I'm saying.
If she was with him, just for the fact that she had nothing else going in her life, and here's some guy, a really nice guy that wants to date her, she's probably like, okay, great. There's, but at this point, if she was truly in love with him,
it wouldn't matter.
It doesn't matter if you've got a business.
Right. There's no excitement in that relationship to her end at all. Just forget it. Just break up. It's not worth dating.
No, well, and let's be clear too. She's 24 years old.
She's
young. Really young.
How long have they been
date
together?
Somebody else.
For a long time.
For a long time.
I mean, I feel like she was a teenager when they met.
A long time. So she's, you know, she's outgrowing him. You know, she's a different woman
now.
She's
not in
business.
She's not in love with him, because I mean, I met my husband when I was really young.
Yeah.
You know, we dated for a long time before we got married, but that was more logistically for finishing school and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I understand the concept of grow. You know, you outgrow somebody.
Right.
Then break up with him.
Exactly.
He's not the right guy.
Exactly.
He's not in love with him. But don't string him along. Don't drag him along and be like, well, I'm not interested, but let's stay together. Because to me, it still goes to show that I think she's still insecure.
People.
So, that's why she's not necessarily in love with him, but she doesn't want to be on her own.
On her own or alone, or who's she going to find. And I feel like that's a mistake that a lot of people make. Mm-hmm. They're with somebody for a really long time. They've been with them since whenever they're teenagers. And to break up would be more, feel almost worse than to stay in the relationship. That's when people get married and then things go bad and you get divorced or somebody cheats. Like, for sure, I feel like they need to go their separate ways.
Caroline won't let those two get together.
Well, it's funny because I actually read Caroline's blog, and she basically was defending her daughter. Of course, it's her daughter, but she said, you know, sometimes Lauren's delivery can be a bit harsh and a bit off, but she predicts, you know, a wedding in the future, and she sees them moving forward.
Well, Vito's a great catch. Know. I mean, isn't it his family has some kind of, like, meat business?
Yeah,
like
a butcher deli.
I don't know. Is it just a butcher deli? But I think it's like a meat distribution company. I think they do pretty well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
And
he was with her before the surgery. He was with her. He, like, truly cares and loves her.
For who she is.
For who she is. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I were her, I'd say...
We only saw a small snippet of their date. We don't really know the whole, you know, behind the scenes.
We're just starting to see all that. But I kind of feel like she doesn't seem like
she's always never happy.
Just not that into
it. Yeah. She's just never happy. She's just like a Debbie Downer all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, finally, I can't hold back anymore. We have to talk about
Melania.
Melania Hair Care, and we have to talk about this event, but before we get to the actual event, let's talk about just the whole prep. And what I found to be very interesting and very funny is that Teresa's at home, she's getting her hair and her makeup done. Of course, you know, we see Melania slide down the banister with fake boobs. Okay. and then, ding dong, Kim D shows up. How familiar is this situation? Mm-hmm. Because it was last season, you know, she's getting her hair and makeup done, and that's where everything went down, you know, that whole thing with Kim D and what's his name? I want to call him Apollo, but I know that's wrong. I forget his name.
I wrote
tweet
it.
Us.
His name?
Call us.
Oh, the guy.
I know
the
you guys want us to get everything back. Yes, the bald guy.
The bald guy.
Angelo.
I knew it was something with an A.
Angelo.
So I was just like, what an interesting, you know, scenario that it's just so reminiscent of what happened, you know, last season that started all this shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So, what do y'all think about Kim D's motives?
This is, well, I'll talk a little bit about Teresa. Like, this is my issue with just what the approach that Teresa had, because, and I think people didn't like what I said about this last time, but I still believe that, you know, whether or not Teresa was involved or not, and she's saying she's not, it was, you know, she's, I'm not involved. See, did I know you? No. Okay. Got it. We got it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, if your main goal is to make things up and patch things up with your brother and your sister-in-law, then why do you even have Kim D come to your house? Why do you even create an environment or a situation where it could possibly be construed that you might somewhat possibly maybe be involved?
Exactly.
Like, why not invite Melissa over ahead of time? Mm-hmm. Or why not you and Melissa go together? Because obviously for Teresa, her focus right now is to patch things up with her brother. So every way, shape, or form, if that's really what she wants to do, should be geared towards that.
And she even said, that's such a good point, because she even called her before and said, you know, Janet and Penny are going to be there.
And I have no control over who's coming, which is bullshit. She said that to her.
Yeah, she did. Melissa. She said she has no control, but she also said, I have your back. So would make sense to say, hey, why don't we get ready together and go walk in together?
Yeah.
You know, I and also I feel like, Kim D is just, she's so irritating. And she, all she does is cause drama. And she, so, of course, inviting that over is showing that you're not really willing to, like, completely patch things up.
It's a repeat of last year.
But I also feel like Teresa, you know, she's very much all about, like, trying to clear her name and whatever. The problem is, and Dr. V pointed this out, if you are, like, silent when people are talking crap, it's almost just as bad, and you were talking about this too, Erica, as joining in on it or whatever, because especially if you're this person's sister-in-law, it's people are talking, you're just sitting there silent, letting them say all of these nasty things. Erica made a good point while we were watching and said, I would almost be more mad at Teresa for standing there and letting them talk about me and not stick up for me than the people who are actually talking about
me.
Which I agree with.
Well, I do think in this particular situation, you know, for Teresa to, it was kind of a fight between Melissa and the two women.
Janet and Shannon.
Yeah, so in this particular situation, I could see why she would just, she didn't really have anything to say or contribute or like, it was kind of like the two of them hashing it out.
Right.
So I think, you know, in other situations.
Until she started interjecting.
Well, which was so weird.
And trying to clear her name.
Yeah. And watching that with Teresa, you're like, oh.
Joe made a good point. He was like, it makes her look more guilty when she's trying to make her look innocent.
She looked very guilty.
She interjected very.
Even though
she
might not be, she might not be guilty.
She might not be.
And that's the thing. She might not be. She might be totally not. But, of course, with Teresa, it's all about Teresa.
So it looks that
way. It's all about me.
Yeah.
Like, right, Melissa, right?
And I
didn't know her. I didn't know her. It's like, yeah, Teresa, we get it. Like, but why are you making this all about you?
She was diverting the conversation too many times for her to be totally clean, squeaky.
And I think she was afraid to walk away because remember Melissa said, listen, go tend to your guests. You know, I got this. I think she was afraid to leave because she didn't want the conversation to go any further to see what was going to unfold.
Well, I wonder if she was, I don't think personally that Teresa had anything directly to do with that situation.
Yeah,
I think
I don't
that
either.
Because of her weird, she reacts to things so odd. I think it makes her look guilty.
Yeah.
And I think that her not sticking up for Melissa is a problem, but I don't know that she's actually fabricating stories about her.
Yeah.
But I feel like in that situation where she's just standing there interjecting all the time, Melissa was trying to get information about what was happening. Like, who told you these things? And Teresa kept interjecting, so she was a problem in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just, like, she just makes things feel really awkward all the time. Staring and...
Here's what you do. She's got to go and have a conversation with Petty... Or Penny.
Penny.
She has to have a conversation with Penny away from Teresa. So, fine. You have some conversation. Let Teresa think that was it. And then, I mean, you're all at this event. The night is young. Wait. And then when you see, you know, Teresa's giving a speech or something crazy, I don't know, when she's distracted, go and talk to this chick.
You can't,
you're not, you're not going to get anywhere with her there. If you're there to get certain information, don't leave until you get it and find a way.
Go ahead. I don't think Teresa was staying there because she was, like, afraid of what might be said. I honestly think Teresa was staying there because that's where the action was, and she wanted to be a part of it.
That.
Yeah, and, like, so Teresa, you know, being Teresa and being right in the middle of things and wanting to see, I think she just wanted to see out of curiosity and wanting, of course, to be in the center
did
of everything. I don't think she was trying to control, like, oh, don't say something in case I walk away.
Does anybody feel like she was worried that Penny might say, I heard some of the information from Teresa? I think that she did, but I think maybe...
That's why you gotta get her alone.
Well, here's what
that's
I
what
think.
Saying.
I think in my heart of hearts, I think she might not have a direct link, but I think that Penny heard it from like Kim D or someone that Teresa
is connected to. Yeah.
That's what I think the issue was.
And that's why
she wasn't saying anything.
To come out. That's why she would, unless she didn't want to be like, and I sold the story to Life and Style. It was either that or it was Teresa.
You better get that woman alone. That's the only
get her alone.
Anything.
Because this Penny woman, Penny doesn't know Melissa from a can of paint. You know, they don't know each other. But so for Penny to be hearing these things, it had to come from some source that's connected to Teresa.
And then what about Janet? What the hell
Jan.
Is up with that? Oh, or Jan or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What is, what
Jan
on
was,
that sheet?
Jan was very proud of herself with the camera time she received.
I agree. I think that was all about camera time.
She walked away from there and she like took a little drink and she just kind of had this little smirk on her face like, I'm on the show.
Yeah.
I got my scene. And she really did look, she didn't look good
if,
and she looked stupid.
Even if Teresa did cheat on her husband with Joe,
you mean Melissa?
Melissa. Why would this girl, who's her friend, if that is all true and she was the alibi and she, what made her, what happened in between that day and this day that made her say, I'm going to tell on her now? Like,
we're missing something. That's the big question. And yeah. they haven't revealed that. When you read a lot of the blogs and read what's online, a lot of it has to do with the fact that Melissa, now that she's on the show, kind of distanced herself from all her friends and didn't want to be a part of anybody and was like all better than.
So now they're trying to get her back? They're never really her friends anyway.
I don't know why, but
something's weird.
There's something with that. But yeah, she almost seemed, this Jan woman seemed, and what Jan was saying could have been true.
Could have been.
It could have been. I mean, we don't know. It's like, you know, who do you believe? But the way she came at
it. She's so aggressive.
It was so aggressive.
So weird.
In a way of like, ooh, you're too new to the scene. We're still getting used to you as a person. Yeah. Like, I understand you've got maybe some beef with her, but the way she would approach it, it was
she
just
she knew
like,
she had to get on. Like, I mean, that's how you would
act. It's 15 minutes of fame. That's what
there.
It feels like.
Yeah, you're at an event. Like, you if you're going to sit there and you're going to say, like, oh, I really don't, you know, I heard rumors about you, you're not going to get any camera time. Yeah. She didn't milk it.
She wants to stir the pot.
It was obvious. So she was like a reality newbie for sure.
If
like,
it was
just like a sore thumb. Like, who is this chick?
She looked like an idiot. And by the way, speaking of looking like an idiot, Penny's hair is so awful. This woman owns a salon. Those are the hottest roots I've ever seen in my life. The worst extensions, horrible style, horrible color. I'm sorry. I like hair style. I'm not even a hair person. But any Joe off the street, that hair, I am
she
sorry, not to sound petty, but it is really bad.
Not to sound petty, Penny.
Not to sound petty, Penny.
Oh, you know. It was clear that they were, you could tell.
Brutal. And you know, here's the thing, this is like Penny giving her 15 minutes of fame, and you know she like thought about that hairstyle.
Oh,
and that's like the best of the best. And she came out like all excited about it.
It was like
1990s
pageant.
It was like winter
ball. Well, it's kind of like those old school hair salons you do see like at the, like in towns where they still do hair like that.
It was, right.
You know?
So I would never.
I think it was kind of Jersey.
I think it was Jersey.
I would never trust a woman with hair like that.
Who owned a salon? Thank you.
Never.
And the gold dress. Oh, God.
Brutal.
I like Melissa's. I mean, I like the Teresa's dress.
Never seen so many sequins in my life.
There's nothing wrong with too many
You
sequins.
Know what's interesting, though, at these events, we don't even know. Like, they didn't even really talk about Melania hair care.
No,
we didn't see a product. We don't wear a buy
I don't even believe that there
like,
is
I
a
mean,
product.
I mean, it's so, like, it's no,
there's
such
a
front.
Out there.
Well, let me ask you guys. Let me ask you something. So when Melissa and Jan were getting into it, like, do you think that even though, like, it was clearly, like, a back and forth thing with them, do you think Teresa should have stepped up considering, you know, all her pleas of, I got your back? Do you think she should have said something?
I don't know that there was a way for her to interject, really.
I think she said enough.
Yeah, I feel like she definitely shouldn't have interjected so much about herself. Like, see, I'm fine.
Well, that was with Penny. Yeah.
Right, but even, or with Jan. Yeah, I feel like it would have been hard for her to interject, but she maybe could have a little bit.
There could have been a way, I think, if Teresa truly was there to support Melissa, there could have been a things to ask this woman. Mm-hmm. Like, well, why did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
And like, Melissa was asking the question, and like, her...
Teresa
saying,
could have...
Yeah,
why did
you say that? Like, what did you mean by that? Who did you get this information from?
I remember you saying this to me.
Yeah.
What did that
come from?
Yeah.
If Teresa was truly innocent, she would have said, wait a minute, no, don't divert the question. Like, well, no, really, though, who asked this question?
Well, that's what disappointed me, because you sat there and you told her, hey, come to this event. You warned her about who might be there. You tell her you've got her back, and you don't do anything.
And I really think it is. I think Teresa might be innocent. I actually do. But I think the problem is Teresa just she's a selfish, self-absorbed person. Mm-hmm. So although she has no like malintention for her brother and sister-in-law and doesn't want to like bring him down, but at the same time, it's always about her and she's
her self-involved nature makes her look like that's what she's doing. I agree with you, Erica.
Worse than what she,
I agree.
What she's doing.
I totally agree.
And so that's the problem.
She's screwed.
If she's really selfless and wants to sit there and really figure this situation out, she would have not made it all about her.
Yeah, that's not in her. That's not
exactly.
in her makeup.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all I got, you guys.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
No, but I can't wait to see the conclusion to this next week.
Yes. Well, which I'm sure they'll like string out over.
I wonder if somebody's going to rip out Penny's hair extension like they did on the Atlanta Housewives, call her a heifer.
I think Penny's done, hopefully.
Penny needs to...
What I wanted to bring up...
These random characters that all just get brought out so in the woodwork.
And speaking of these random characters, we saw a lot of Melissa's sisters in the previous seasons. Not a lot, but they were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they've really, you know, and you guys mentioned this in a previous podcast that they were trying to be on the show and then
They don't let them be on there anymore.
But they're not on there, like, at all.
Yeah.
No events. They're not visiting the house. It's just kind of... It's obvious that they're really just cutting these people out. Do you think that... Do you think that Melissa needs more people on in her camp?
Oh, absolutely.
I do, yeah.
So, I mean, why wouldn't they put the sister?
Because they're trying to make it a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's going to create more chaos if she doesn't have her sister
somebody
there
to back her
up. And at this point, the friend that she thought she had in Jan is no longer. Like, and I don't know what happened with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Mystery to be unfolded. We don't know what happened.
But I want to see more of a balance. I just want to see her, like, with
by
one
herself.
Character.
That's what against though, Grant.
Then the question could be, well, maybe Melissa doesn't have anyone on her side.
Well,
like,
that's
maybe
the thing.
There's, like,
that's how
no
painting
friends.
It.
Maybe she doesn't, you know, maybe... Yeah,
that's
who knows?
How they're painting it. But that's how it always happens. And especially on, I mean, since we talk about the franchise in general, on the OC Housewives, it's like everyone ganged up against Gretchen. Like, that's how it always happens. This is not an accident that she has nobody there to back her.
Right. It's a producer storyline and how they want to show because they've really painted Melissa in prior seasons as like the innocent.
And now feel like not so much.
No, I feel like they're turning it and and like we've said this before, the problem is that all of them do and say crappy things.
Of course.
So it's just
who they're going to focus on right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for Kathy. I don't think Kathy's like that.
Well,
I like
trying.
Kathy.
They're trying. Next episode, they're trying.
Kathy and Caroline, I feel like their storylines could be put to rest.
Yeah.
There's just nothing.
As Grant would suggest, bring Danielle back.
Well, bring somebody on. I mean, it would be good if they brought her on, there would be space for Danielle. But I think they really need to bring someone that's not connected.
So,
that's hard
to
do with this group.
I know, but the show, like I said last week, could go in a different direction if certain people are going away for a while and they need to
add somebody new.
They need to go in a different direction. If someone's going
like
over here, you gotta go over here.
Well, Grant, that's a perfect segue for.
One thing I wanted to mention.
Okay.
I just thought it was funny how Caroline totally put Jacqueline on blast about like her old plastic surgery.
That's a good one, Erica.
Yeah. Because I was like, whoa, Caroline, thanks. Like,
she had a bump on her nose.
She's like, wow. It was almost the way Caroline threw it out there. It's like, oh, well, her look is so different. She even said she used to have this crooked, bumpy nose and a totally different look.
Funny.
I'm like, dude, Caroline totally put in her own
blast. We were talking about, though, that we're like, dude, what work has she done? She looks done.
She's always done her eyes.
So she's already got that on her mind. She's going to get the eyes. What is she looking to get done on her eyes?
Well, probably an eyelid.
Lift.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking like actual eyes. I'm like, what do you even do?
He's so innocent in the world of plastic surgery. No,
But I do support it, though. Like Teresa said, like, well, I really
I'm all about it. If you want to do it. But it was funny how Caroline just had to put that out there.
Yeah,
I was like,
she did.
And then, of course, they throw these, like, awful pictures of her, like, whole old school pictures.
I don't think she looked that bad.
She didn't, but she looks different.
She does look different.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all about how she feels about herself.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
More power to her.
Power to you, Jacqueline. All right, time for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so Juicy Joe and Teresa, everybody knows about these, you know, indictments against them. Well, they just recently pled not guilty.
Obviously.
In court. Mm-hmm. But, no, here's the thing. They were going to go for a plea deal. But every single plea deal that they would have had was going to put them in jail. So instead of taking the plea, they pled not guilty.
Which is a big risk.
It's a huge risk. Any plea deal like that they would have had, either one or both of them would end up in jail.
And she was also trying to, and we may have touched on this, trying to see if he could do the time for her.
Right.
Yeah.
And the judge already like fully dismissed it. It was like, that's not a possibility.
Yep. Shut it down. So it looks like both of them are going to end up going off to prison. And
orange is the new black.
Yeah, orange is the new black. Now, and I also saw somewhere that her brother stepped up, you know, to say, we are going to take care of the girls, you know, if this happens, I would expect that to happen.
How ironic and crazy. That at the end of the day, say they do go to jail, that this woman who Teresa can't stand
is going to raise her kids.
Her girls.
They're all obviously going to end
That's
up strippers.
A twist.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds inevitable to me that jail is in their future.
Yeah,
the trial starts in October, and it's really going to be interesting.
I think even more... Oh. I think even more so, in some ways, you think that it might not be fair, but because they are so famous and reality show and the reality stars, I feel like they're going to get a harsher punishment.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I read now that Bravo cameras are going to be at this trial.
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
I'm not surprised.
I don't know if it's totally true and confirmed, but I read that and I was kind of like, I'm surprised they went there because it's not going to end well.
I'm not surprised. That's great TV.
This is like a whole family that's going to be just like ruined.
Destroyed. They're not in it. I mean, I say they're not innocent. I mean, I'm not judge. I don't know, but like. They did this to themselves.
Yeah.
Bravo.
No one forced them to lie about all their tax returns and all that. Yeah.
And on the flip side, Teresa had an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and I wish we could actually play it, but basically she was saying how she wants to be great examples to her daughters as a businesswoman. So you, on the one hand, you've got, you know, she just pled not guilty.
Is this before or after the charges?
This is recent. This is all within the past week. This is all recent. Yeah. So,
well, is she just in total denial? Yeah. Is she just like not talking about it because it's just not a problem?
Well, there was pictures of her on, you know, to interject for a second. She went to trial and then later that night was at a book signing, like smiling, holding it. It's like, well, she's just
making more money for the government. to take away.
Sweeping under the rug.
Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting to follow all of this, but it doesn't look good for them at all.
It does not.
Mm-hmm. We need a legal expert in here to help us break down, you know, what she might be in for. All right, are we ready for some predictions?
Mm-hmm. And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I predict that Kathy and Rich will continue their trumped up issues in their marriage. Yes. Predictions?
I predict that they're going to fight and then make up.
No way.
And then fight and then say they want to move past it. Yeah. And then say all they want to do is get back together and then fight again. And someone's, you know, talking about stripping or cheating.
I predict that this trip to Arizona is going to be fun because they're trying to, like, play that up. They're trying to make it not as dark as it was previously. However, this trip that these men planned, now Dr. V is going to be included on this fun trip.
She is?
Right?
No, that wasn't Dr. V.
Who is that?
It looks like some type of therapist, but it wasn't Dr. V.
Oh, well, still. Yeah. Look, as a therapist, those men were planning this. This is not the builder. Trip. That's like, no. That's like see, on the, I call...
It's like when you watch The Bachelor, like, oh, my God, you planned such a beautiful day. Yeah. It's like, that was ABC. I predict that Jacqueline and Teresa are going to have like a moment and kind of make up. It showed them hugging. I think Jacqueline's like really sensitive about it and kind of like weak when it comes to it. And I think she's just going to be like,
she's going to melt.
Forget it. Okay, well, let's be friends again.
Yeah, so. I think she misses their friendship quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think we're done.
Okay.
We're done here.
Yeah. All right.
Team building in Arizona.
Oh,
trip.
Geez.
Come on.
Well, thanks for watching, guys. You can find me at Lauren Leonelli on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and my website.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Grant Michael R.
Hey, guys. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I am EGR, and I'm Erica Garcia Rojas.
And you guys can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Instagram and Twitter at It's Me, Deanna V. And thanks for tuning in. We'll have a full set of people here next week. Oh, no, you're not here next week.
I'm not
going to
be here.
Okay, we'll hold
down
the
fort for you. I won't be here for 2 weeks.
We'll find somebody. And thanks to Franny Ramirez for coming as well.
Yes, thanks so much for checking us out. And also, make sure you guys download the show. It's on iTunes. It's free, F-R-E-E. Rate us. Keep those comments coming in. Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.